The current situation in Mali, I would say, talking about Bamako, the capital city, is very calm. People are continuing their usual business. But of course, most of the cities are expecting something from the ministry in charge of the election, Ministry of Territorial Administration. So there's no tension as such. It's not visible in town, actually, because I'm now being driven in the city. So people are just expecting the results. So the situation is very calm. There's no visible tension and security is not an issue. Over.
The first round of the presidential elections took place on Sunday, the 28th of July.
Yes.
Can you tell us your assessment of how the elections went?
The election went well. You know, we were involved in this process since the beginning with the electoral assistance project managed jointly by UNDP and Department of Political Affairs, specifically Electoral Assistance Division. And we were involved and we were in charge of the basket fund where most of donors put money to support the country. But I can tell you that this first round went very well. People went to polling stations with a lot of discipline. You could feel that they were very responsible, that they really want to make this choice, which is about their lives. I noticed in several stations that there were more women than men. So it went well, and we must commend the population and the people of Mali for this achievement.
So there was a huge turnout. The people came out.
Yeah, people came out. You know, for the last election in 2007, from the record, I understood that they never reached 36% of participation. But this time, as you may have heard, we are beyond 50%. It means for me that people really want to make the right choice. They want to change the situation in which they are. Over.
Were there any controversies involving the candidates?
Controversy, I would say, not a big one. What happened yesterday that the Minister of Territorial Administration made what is called a partial announcement based on the 1/3 of the result of the ballot. And it would appear that he said that one candidate, Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta, was running really ahead of the other competitors. And the second one should be Soumaïla Cissé. And the supporters of Soumaïla Cissé disagree with this type of statement. And the minister said that maybe there will not be a runoff. And I think they didn't like that. But I understand this morning that some goodwill intervention are talking to both camps in order to avoid tension. The situation can be tense, but it's not for the time being. And I think that the participation of some mediators and goodwill ambassadors, if I may call them like that, will be there to support them and make the best decision.
And we hope it stays that way. How was UNDP involved in the election?
UNDP was involved in the election since the beginning through a support to election program with mainly two components. One component was the technical assistance, meaning that, you know, for election, you need to master some technical, you need to have the knowledge, and you need to bring experts to assist the government to support their capacity by mobilizing human resources. We put some experts, we put also some UNV. In addition to that, we were in charge of managing the basket fund. We were interested by the international community to mobilize resources that will support the scarce resources that the government has at its disposal. So this went well. We were normally in charge of mobilizing around $36 million in addition to what the government has just for the presidential election. And I'm very proud to say that we were able to have the whole money. And it's a big achievement in terms of using UN to convey partners, but also to mobilize resources.
Regarding the security in the north, how will the elections help reunite the country fully?
I must say that after the Ouagadougou agreement, the election for me constitutes an important milestone to really reunite the country because you cannot complete the job with a transitional government. After what we know had happened in the northern part of the country, it was important to go through this electoral process to have a government with a full legitimacy, to have a full-fledged administration that can bring together all the communities. And I think that a stronger government, a well-elected president, will be key for the peace and the reconciliation process. So for me, the condition for the return to normal life in the northern part of the country, also for unity, it won't be easy. And I'm sure that the MINUSMA, under the leadership of the Special Presidential Secretary General, will help, but with the support of the whole international community within the framework of the Resolution 2100.